Welcome to another round of Boardroom or Miro Board. Today we talk retrospectives with Agile coach Maria. Let's go. First question. You've spent 2 hours in a team retro, but the only input you've heard is Dave's. Boardroom or Miro Board?
Boardroom. In Miro, Dave can't hog the space because everyone can add thoughts anonymously, online, at the same time.
Correct. Next. You need the team to act on feedback fast, so you turn all those retro notes into Jira tasks instantly.
Miro all the way. And I can assign those tasks to teammates.
You're nailing this. Now, you see hundreds of sticky notes from the retro. A real mess. But you organize them into 5 themes in just seconds.
Miro, I basically get back an entire hour when I use its AI tools for clustering.
And she's done it.
Join over 60 million people running actually enjoyable and actionable retros in Miro. Get your first 3 boards free at Miro.com. That's Miro.com.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley. For the love of home.
I'm not a betting guy, but for y'all that are, there's Bet Online. Bet Online is back and better than ever. All eyes are on the gridiron as teams are back for another football season. And as always, Bet Online is your number one spot for all the pro and college football action. With a new updated site and interface and even more odds, props, and contests, BetOnline continues to be the number one source for everything football. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Don't forget to use our promo code BELIEVE to receive your bonus. From football, basketball, boxing, right to your favorite Vegas casino games, don't wait to take advantage of all the amazing offers available for the 2021 season. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet all your favorite sports. Bet online, where the game starts. What's going on, y'all? It's time for another episode of Believe in Kentucky. My name is Vinny Hardy. Y'all be sure to go to Believe.com. Check out this episode as well as all the other episodes of the podcast from Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, wherever you get your podcasts. And be sure to tell your friends, subscribe, rate, review, give us 5 stars and all that good stuff. We got a great guest on this afternoon. We got a baller on here with us. She even puts baller in her Twitter handle. We're talking about Cassidy Rowe. Cassidy, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Can't complain. Appreciate you taking time after school and before practice to hop on here and jump on this podcast.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
We had a lot of fun on my other podcast, Cats Talk Wednesday. You and your dad came on a little while back, so I guess you had a good experience, or else you wouldn't have came on this one. So that's
oh yeah, of course.
That's good. We had fun talking with y'all for sure. If I was looking on your Twitter, and everybody can follow you at CassidyBaller5, and it was August of 2018 when you committed to UK. Does it seem like it's been that long ago, or has it been a fast 3 years?
I mean, it feels like it was a long time ago, but at the same time, it feels like it flew by. Like, I think of it, that was during my first ACL injury, and I think, like, that was forever ago in my mind, but when I think of just committing, I'm like, it feels like yesterday I committed. But, you know, the injuries make it seem longer just because I wasn't able to do stuff during that time, and it made the days longer and definitely made it harder. So I guess that's why it might feel like it was such a long time ago. But, you know, it, at that time, it was just a dream. Like, I'm committed to Kentucky. Like, I didn't really know what that meant yet, but it's just now becoming a reality. Like, it's just setting in that I'm actually going to be going to Kentucky, and it's just such an amazing opportunity.
Yeah, this just a few months from now, finish up the senior year, and then it's time, isn't it?
Yeah, it's crazy.
You mentioned the first injury, and for everybody knows Tom Leach, the voice of the Cats, that, you know, calls the football games or basketball games. He has what's called an all-resilient team, like on his website and his Facebook page, kids throughout the state that have overcome different things, been through a lot of stuff to still come back and compete. You're on that list of kids for the 2021 all-resilient team. You mentioned one injury. So just for those that don't know, tell everybody all the stuff that you've had to go through.
So it was in July of 2018. I was playing in Chicago, and I think it was just second or third game of the last day. And I just took a fall, and it ended up tearing my right ACL. So I was really down on myself, but because Kentucky had come and watched me play during that tournament. And so I got a call from them just a few days later, and they offered me a scholarship. And, you know, that really boosted my spirits because, you know, I was really down on myself because it's a really hard injury to go through. And then, like, it was almost a year later, I think it was 11 months later, I was playing high school summer ball, and I did the same thing to my left knee, tore my ACL and my meniscus. And, you know, that was a lot more difficult than the first one, pain-wise, just physically and mentally. But, you know, I've worked really hard to get back to the player I used to be, hopefully even better. And I'm hoping senior year is going to be my best one yet.
Absolutely. Gonna close it out on a high note, right?
Yeah.
Absolutely. So as far as this year, for everybody, I should have mentioned it, you play for the Shelby Valley Lady Cats. You're gonna be a senior on the team this year.
Yeah.
What kind of team, and your father coaches you, Lonnie Rowe is your coach.
Yeah.
What kind of team are y'all looking to have this year? What's it looking like?
Well, last year we only lost one player, but, you know, she was a key player. She had she'd played her whole life, and she was just a hard worker and a hustler. So we're going to miss that. But, you know, we have a lot of talent. We have a lot of young talent. And I think some of our younger girls are going to get a lot of experience this year. You know, we had a couple girls that are not playing this year, so that hurt us. We're kind of low on numbers, but, you know, I'm really looking forward to this season. We haven't really been able to all get in the gym yet because, you know, they play different sports, volleyball and soccer. But starting next month, we should be able to see what our team's going to look like for the year.
Has your role changed from year to year as the personnel and the players on the team change? Have you had to do different things in different years?
Yes. Especially just, and like with my injuries and everything, like in middle school, I played up on the high school team. And, you know, at that point, I was just trying to be the role player. I was the person who needed to come in and get some defensive stops or just bring that boost of energy. And when I got in high school, that's when I had the injuries and I couldn't play as much. So I learned to just be that supportive, encouraging teammate who, even though I sat on the bench almost every game, like I was there for the girls and I told them to keep their heads up. And I felt like that was good for me just because, you know, I really wanted to be out there, but just watching from the bench, it gave me a different outlook on the game and what's going on. And I felt like an assistant coach, really. And coming back last year was a different feeling because, like, I was the oldest on the team and I was like, I'm the leader now. And, you know, we always had those older players, but it was like I was the older player now. And So I had to step up and become a leader and shoot the ball more. And that's, I wasn't used to that. I was always find the open person. But now I'm like, I've got to create my own shots now and find the open person. So I'm really looking forward to stepping into that leadership role again this year.
Yeah. Do you find that once you committed to UK, that teams and opponents were coming at you harder? Did you have even more of a target once you committed?
Oh yeah, definitely. There's just people that doubt in the 15th region. Like, you know, I have people say she's not that good. She's not going to make it at Kentucky and stuff. And, you know, that just fuels my fire. Like when people doubt me and they, like when they released rankings and they put me at the bottom of the rankings, you know, that really just fuels my fire though. It motivates me to play harder and want to win more games.
And well, I was born and raised in the 13th region, so I know what you're talking about. Everybody in the mountains gets that. You know, are they really that good? Or they kind of look at it sideways. So it's a chip on our shoulder to show everybody across the state and everywhere that, you know, we can hold our own, right?
Mm-hmm.
I know you can. speaking of being from the mountains, you in the 15th region, you're going to be following some cats from the mountains. You know, Macy Morris just came through from Bell County. I'm from Harlan County. Blair Green is there now. Have you gotten to know them or talk with them at different points in times?
Not so much Macy Morris, just because she was a lot older than me. I mean, I always looked up to her, but never really connected with her. But Blair Green, I have spoke with some. She's usually the one I speak to most when I go down to Lexington and meet with the players and stuff. And she's taken that extra year, so I'll get to be with her my freshman year. And I'm really looking forward to that just because, you know, just another mountain girl. Yeah. And Emma King as well.
Right.
Just two more Kentucky girls.
Yeah, that's it. And all of us, everybody's proud of you, and even everybody more so from Shelby Valley, but everybody from the mountains is proud of you, just like everybody in Harlan County, all those Black Bears are proud of Blair. So, but it spreads over, even if you're not from the same county or the same town, but everybody from the mountains still feels their pride once you go up to Lexington and put on blue and white. So that'll be the case for you too. Everybody in Bell County and Corbin and Harlan and all in between will be rooting for you just as hard once you get up there. Speaking of the mountains, you've been there at Shelby Valley. You posted that you had Coach Elsie over the other day, and now she's from what, Odom County up close to Ohio. So what was it like getting Coach Elsie up in our neck of the woods, up in the mountains?
Oh, it was awesome. When they first messaged about the home visit, we weren't real sure what to do because, you know, there's not a lot to do in Pike County. And so after a lot of thought, we decided to take her to the Brakes Interstate Park, which is, it's Kentucky and Virginia. Yeah. And we got to do some hiking up there, did a few trails and overlooks, and we really had a good day. We really enjoyed it.
That's good. I just smiled when I saw that. I said, good to get old Coach up in the mountains. That was good stuff. Sure was. Now, you played for your dad, Lonnie. Is it hard to separate the player coach and the father-daughter, or do y'all kind of keep that under control pretty good?
We actually get along really well. I mean, he gives me all kinds of freedom on the court, and you know, once the game is over, we, even if we're both kind of upset about the game, we don't talk about it. We don't try to argue or anything. It goes really well, actually. And I think a lot of that has to do with just me being able to be with him on the bench those couple of years, and just both of us putting our heads together about the game and stuff. And, you know, we just get along really good.
That is real good, because sometimes it's not so smooth for a relationship. So that's good that y'all click. on the court and when you leave and just go home and go to the house. That's good stuff.
Yeah.
Are you a perfectionist? Are you like your own worst critic? Are you tough on yourself when it comes to, you know, watching tape or I should have did this or I missed this, you know?
Oh, yeah, definitely. For sure. Especially, like when I go to the gym by myself, like, and I'll be shooting on the shooting machine and I'll be at like a certain percent, let's say like 68%. And I'm like, by the time I get done shooting, if I'm not at 70 or 75%, I'm going to do it again. Like, I just set these goals in my head that I want to do because, you know, everybody is going to be hard on you. But I mean, that's why you got to be your own worst critic because you got to, that's how you make yourself better. You got to set goals for yourself and expectations and work to achieve them.
Yes, that's right. That's right. Now, are you harder on yourself than your dad is, or is he?
Oh yeah, for sure.
Wow.
Yeah. Even, sometimes he'll tell me to take it down a notch sometimes.
So he's pulling you back from yourself. Calm down, Cass. I see. That's all right. Let's see. As far as your favorite players, NBA, WNBA. Do you have a favorite in each league?
Okay, NBA, definitely Steph Curry. I've always loved watching him play. Just some of the moves he makes is just amazing. And his range is crazy. And he's just really fun to watch. Now, when I was younger, my role model was Shoni Schimmel, who played for Louisville. And she was... I forget, it was when I was in fourth or fifth grade, so it was a while ago, but she was just a playmaker and she could shoot it. And, you know, she, when I would go to like the Louisville camps and stuff and she was there, she just was always working. Even when the camp was going on, she'd be working on the sideline. And I really admire her for that. And she went to the WNBA for a couple years, but I don't think she's there anymore.
Yeah. She was really good at Louisville, though. She sure was.
Yeah.
What about favorite UK women's and men's players?
I mean, I'm not going to lie to you. I was a Louisville fan at first.
Okay.
So I didn't really become a Kentucky fan until I committed.
Wow.
So, but, you know, I've loved watching the teams throughout the years, and you know, Ryan Howard, of course, yeah, is an amazing player. There's, I mean, she just makes it look so easy.
Mm-hmm.
For sure. I'm like, yeah, when I played in a tournament my eighth grade year in Greenville, we played a high school tournament there, and her team was in it when she was in high school, and we were watching them play, and I was like, I hate to say this, but I was like, gosh, she doesn't look like she's playing real hard. I don't know. And then we played her the next day and she absolutely killed us. And I was like, she just makes it look easy. It's not that she's not playing hard. She makes it look easy. And I mean, I just have a lot of respect for her. She's a really good player.
Yeah, she sure is. So that is rare for you being a Louisville fan in Eastern Kentucky, that just doesn't happen a whole lot. You don't see a lot of Cardinal anything in the mountains.
Yeah. My dad was a Louisville fan when I was growing up, and that's what made me a Louisville fan. But, you know, Kentucky was so good to me, and it actually shocked everybody. They were like, we would have never thought that you would have been at Kentucky. But, you know, I just fell in love with the program and the coaches and just everything they're about.
Right. That is amazing. That's amazing. Now, I guess we won't include that tournament where you just played against Ryan when you were in eighth grade, but throughout your high school career, who's the toughest player that you've had to play against?
Let me think. That's a good question. I mean, I've played against Blair Green too, but I guess I was in middle school when that happened. During high school, probably My mind just keeps going back to Ryan Howard. I can't really think of anyone else in particular. I've played against them too, Blair and Ryan, and yeah, that's all I can think of right now.
Within the season, nobody's really standing out as far as in region or as far as that goes. But so we'll include Ryan and Blair. We can include him back in it. Yeah, that'll work. Because, I mean, after playing against her, you were in eighth grade playing against her?
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was an experience and a half. Going up
again. Oh, yeah, she took it from me a couple times.
Oh, that is awesome. Well, it is been great to chop it up with you. So you got practice coming up in a little bit, so we're going to let you hop off and chillax a little bit between now and then. Wish you all the best on the upcoming season, and we'll all be looking forward to it when you do head up to Lexington and play for the Cats, Cassie.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Yeah. Tell your dad hello, and we'll have to get y'all back on our other podcast too. Appreciate y'all.
I will. Thank you so much.
I just want to say thanks again to Cassidy Rowe, Shelby Valley Lady Cats, upcoming senior, Kentucky commit, for hopping on the podcast. Appreciate her taking the time to join us before practice. Definitely grateful for her to take the time to do that. And her dad's a great guy as well, who is her coach there. To just switch over to UK now, UK football, which the season we're paying attention to now. We got volleyball going on as well, some baseball scrimmages too. On the football front, we had the narrow win against Chattanooga, 28-23, where it was a fight. We talked with Trevard Lindley about that last week. That led up to the South Carolina game, and the hope was to, just be 4-0, try to get through the first third of the schedule, 4-0 before you get to the gauntlet portion of the schedule, which is Florida at home, LSU at home, and then at Georgia. So Kentucky was able to get through the first third of the season 4-0. And it's plain to see they haven't played a complete game yet. There's, the turnovers in this South Carolina game, which they won 16-10. Rodriguez and Josh Ali putting the ball on the ground, killing some drives, giving South Carolina momentum, giving them life, trying to get back in the ball game. Will Levis threw a pick, so there's still things that they gotta try to get cleaned up before you play against Florida, because you are playing with fire, and everybody and their mom knows that you can't do that and expect to have success against Florida, LSU, and Georgia. It was good that they were able to win those games in spite of the turnovers. 11 turnovers on the season, I think minus 9 in the turnover margin, and they're still 4-0. They live to talk about it. It reminds me of that game in 2017 when they beat Tennessee. They had 4 turnovers that game. They won 29-26, but as Coach Stoops says, I'm good in coaching one score games. I'm comfortable coaching one score games. We're built to win one score games, but I like to win by more than one score sometimes. I like to have a few blowouts, and they would be able to do so if they eliminate the fumbles and the turnovers. Same thing with the Missouri game a few weeks ago. About to go up 28-7, and you had to fumble at the goal line. Flips the momentum, ends up being, in the end, a one score game. So Florida is coming in. It is a sellout. Had lots of close games. Speaking of those, a lot of those one-score setbacks have come at the hands of Florida in the Stoops era. Lots of different reasons for coming up short in those games. The play clock that was on zero in the Swamp, and Florida was able to run a play anyway. Uncovered receivers in Lexington when Florida came from behind to win 28-27. Kentucky did end the streak and win 27-16 down in the Swamp. They went toe-to-toe with Florida for years. This year shouldn't be any different. Florida is allegedly piping in music at their practice for the atmosphere that they're anticipating at Kroger Field this coming Saturday. So it's going to be jacked. It's going to be a night game. Everybody's fired up. Kentucky is about to start the first leg of the gauntlet portion of the schedule. Florida, LSU, Georgia. Every SEC team has that gauntlet portion of the schedule, and this is where Kentucky is at right now. Some off-the-field news, too, that was positive. We've all heard about the altercation, the fight with the six Kentucky football players at the frat party. And, you know, there was shifty, sketchy details on both sides. And what really happened? Was there video? Did Vito Tisdale have a gun? We don't know. It was all in limbo, but we've going to find out that the grand jury dismisses all charges against the six UK football players. And this happened in March. All the burglary charges were dismissed against the football players. RJ Adams, Juton McClain, Andrew Phillips, Ernest Sanders, Vito Tisdale, and Joel Williams. They were cited in August, and the charges were dismissed. Also, the wanton endangerment charge that had been filed against Vito Tisdale had been dismissed as well. That it kept the players away from practice and working out with the team. I think they were able to work out on their own. That it also contributed to the lack of depth in the secondary. Kentucky's been starting this season and going 4-0 with only three corners on the depth chart. So Andrew Phillips will definitely help that. Juton McClain back in the backfield to provide some more depth for Chris Rodriguez and Devontae Smoke. So getting some reinforcements now that these legal matters have been rectified and resolved in time for the Florida game will definitely be a help, not only this Saturday, but also going forward as they're able to get back and kind of get acclimated back into the everyday grind and routine of the season. So that was cool to hear as well. Got to tell y'all about our sponsor too. Talk about them every single episode. La Touraine watches. Go to LaTouraine.com. LaTouraine.com. They got watches for men, women, accessories, different bands, different styles. Go on there and check out all the different variety of watches. Red Crest, Voyager, whatever you want. Water resistant, made for everyday use, crafted with timeless details. You can hit the chat button and chat with Dave, the owner himself. We had Dave Maggio on a few episodes ago. Dave and Ben are doing their thing at La Touraine. Y'all be sure to check them out. And tell them you heard about them on the Believe in Kentucky podcast. And another fun episode of the Believe in Kentucky podcast. Everybody, please check this out on Believe.com. Spotify, Stitcher, rate, review, give us 5 stars. Tell your friends about us. Looking forward to the game Saturday. Everybody enjoy it, whether you're there in person or watching, or wherever you may be watching. It's going to be a fun atmosphere. Hopefully Kentucky can get their first win against Florida in Lexington since 1986. That's one of the dubious streaks that are still kind of hanging over Kentucky's head. They ended the streak in Knoxville, you know, winning for the first time since 1984 down there last year. Haven't beat Florida at home since 1986. And that was a 10-3 Kentucky win. And you guys remember, he had Freddie Maggard on, former UK quarterback from Harlan County, went to the same high school I did there in Cumberland. Freddie was not even a Wildcat yet. He was on his recruiting visit to UK in 86 when Kentucky beat Florida 10-3 at what was then Commonwealth Stadium on that November night. So Kentucky is due to beat the Gators at home. Hopefully it happens this coming Saturday night, 6 o'clock. Cats and Gators, we're all looking forward to it. It's been another episode of the Believe in Kentucky podcast. Appreciate y'all listening. And presented by Bet Online. And we'll talk to you all next week. Take care, everybody.
Welcome to another round of Drawing Board or Miro Board. Today we discuss technical diagramming with systems architect Maya. Let's go. First question. You've spent 10 hours slogging over a sequence diagram that should have taken 5. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board. And if I'm being honest, Miro would probably cut that time down by half. You know, with its AI tools and ready-to-go templates.
Next, your diagrams become so bulky, it's more complex than the solar system. But all it takes is a few clicks and...
It's Miro. I've used those technical shape packs way too many times, and stuff is just digestible on its infinite online canvas.
Now, the final question. Everyone's brought in, but you have to make all these tasks all the way over in Jira. But wait, it's done. Is it...
Miro, easy with its two-way Jira sync. Easy to plot dependencies. Everyone always knows what's up.
And she's done it.
Join over 60 million people creating technical diagrams without workflow glitches. Get your first 3 boards for free at Miro.com. That's Miro.com.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.